This is CliffCentral.com.
This is The Digital Influence with Ryan Hogarth. Stories of digital transformation in business, in relationships, and in life.
We're talking about communication. We live in a... last century, if you had a business, from a communication point of view, all you had to worry about was having a... You had to have a P.O. box, a receptionist, and maybe a fax machine. And those were kind of your communication options. It wasn't too difficult. But as technology has overtaken us, there are so many options for communication now. And depending on how old you are and your general circumstance and what technology you use, we all have our preference for how we want to communicate. Some want to do it on WhatsApp or Twitter, or if you're old enough, you want to make a phone call or maybe email. There are so many ways to communicate today that from a brand perspective, from a business perspective, it can be difficult. It's hard to be available when there are so many ways to be available. So I have with me in the very small pod studio at Cliff Central, I have with me Kyle Wolf, who's the CEO of Sycom. Kyle, hello.
Ryan, nice to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Excellent. So we're talking about unified communication. And before we get to that, I guess tell us what Sycom's about. Give us the 30-second advertorial.
Sure. So Sycom Voice Services, I mean, we've been around for about 10 years. We're a telecommunications company based in South Africa, really have a local telco play. We are strictly a voice-centric business, so we go out and we provide voice solutions to the SME and corporate market in South Africa. And really what we're talking about today is around unified communications, and that is the product that we try to sell to market. On top of that, obviously, just to stay relevant, we do things like connectivity. We do things like messaging and SMS. We've got some products around wide area networking that we actually try and use to separate ourselves from our competition. But largely, if I had to tell you what is our core kind of product to market, it really is unified communications.
Okay, well let's start with being a telecommunications company. I don't know if that started with business in the 90s. There was a big boom, I guess, or there was a lot of work around the old PABX system.
Absolutely.
And that was business. You know, we need a good PABX system, and we thought we were all being very fancy if it could take voicemail if you weren't at your desk. But it's come a long way since then. So what are you seeing? What problem is it that you're trying to solve? I mean, if you were to describe the problem of scattered communication, what is the issue?
I think it's exactly what you say. I think it is scattered communication. I think what we're trying to do as best as possible is to try and centralize a communication form so that, specifically in a business, that employees and colleagues can collaborate, can communicate efficiently and effectively. So when we go to market and we say, you know, the first thing we do to a customer is we don't actually say, this is what we sell. We actually try and understand what the problems are for them and try and really tailor a solution that makes
sense.
But
are they even aware of the problem? Because isn't that part of the issue, is that, you know, with something like this, which when you think about it makes a lot of sense and it's obvious. Okay, of course we need to have a way that we can sort of multi-platform and communicate this way and that way, yet in my experience or my observation, there seems almost an unwillingness by business to, you know, it seems all this new fandangled stuff. And let's stick with what works. You know, we've got a fax machine or a PABX or let's stick with the old ways. So aren't you running into a lot of that problem?
I think we are. I think specifically in South Africa compared to globally, where I think things have really advanced exponentially in terms of unified communications, I think that word is no longer a buzzword overseas. I think when it comes to South Africa, specifically, I don't think people truly understand what it means. So, you know, our role as, I suppose, leaders in, you know, telecommunications is to go out there and educate the market and almost help them understand how they can go from legacy systems and explain to them what we can almost give them to give their business that fluidity, to give their business that collaboration, and almost educate them to a point where they say, okay, I understand, I see the value. Let me go and even trial it. Let me go and just open my mind to the opportunities and the possibilities that this unified communication story can really, really help my business with.
Okay. And one of the issues or a great issue that, whether it's communications technology or technology in general, you know, the the effort to try and stifle it at work. You know, we say, okay, we're not allowed to use things like Dropbox or Evernote or these other great tools for collaboration. There's a tendency of the employees themselves, they're going to do it anyway because they want to do their jobs better. They want to do it smarter and faster. And they know the tools are there. They use them. They see them. And it makes no sense why I can't use it at work. And so we see one of the problems of IT today is that your employees are going to circumnavigate your systems. So how are you seeing that in the
same no doubt. Sort of thing? And I think, you know, it comes back to the concept of bringing your own device to work. And, you know, whether you like it or not, as you said, it's going to happen. So as a business owner, as whether you're a business owner part of the millennial generation or you're a business owner part of the baby boomer generation, you need to come to the party and almost create an environment that allows the young part of our community to really like come into a business and use the tools that they want to use to make sure that they do their job correctly. So we're seeing it all the time. I think the biggest risk around it is obviously security and managing those devices. That is a constant struggle. But you know, if you don't allow, you know, I use the word the kids, you know, yeah. I mean, if you don't allow them to use what they want to use, they're going to circumvent it and you're not going to have the efficiency in your business that you want. So they, by the very nature of what they're using, they're going to have scattered communication in their lives. And if you want to try and almost bring that all together, the only way to do that is to allow them into your network, obviously with the right security protocols in place, but allow them to use an Evernote, allow them to use Slack, allow them to use WhatsApp, and bring that together. And, you know, we'll talk maybe a bit about it later, but that is almost coming from this concept of omnichannel, where we bring everything together. So, you know, unified communications, where it really sits today is it is a kind of instant messaging presence and collaboration platform, but it doesn't bring everything together yet. It doesn't bring CRMs, it doesn't bring things like Trello, it doesn't bring email, it doesn't bring it all together, it doesn't bring Facebook, it doesn't bring Twitter. Yes. And that's ultimately what we need to do. And
so one big unified activity feed, exactly, you know, news feed.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So that, for example, Ryan, you phone me, as you phone me, something comes up, pop up on my screen. I can see what our last communication was, emails. I can see what your movement around Facebook has been. And that's the way that we're all going to end up communicating very soon.
Well, I think that's a very positive future if we, you know, communication, you know, ultimately rests at the base of everything. You know, everything we do in the world is based and centered around communication. So I think the message there for a start is, yes, security is important, but we can't use security as a reason not to do it.
Absolutely.
We've got to figure out these problems.
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you go to like kind of old business owners, they probably want to go back to the days of smoke signals and pigeons, you know, and it just doesn't work. So,
well, I think it's, yeah, I mean, the issue we always see is we are incredibly comfortable with the technology we grew up with.
Sure.
You know, it makes sense. We didn't have to learn it. It was just there. We picked it up along the way.
Absolutely.
And every generation has been terrified of the new technology that comes and thinks the new generation are rotting their brains and will cease to exist because of what they do and the technology they use. So let's, if we think about a day-to-day existence of an employee or whatever, what does unified communications look like? I mean, how does it actually play out? I mean, you've mentioned a number of platforms, but when you've unified, how does that actually play out on a day-to-day basis, you know, in my job, if we've got it right?
So if we've got it right, I think it centralizes itself within one app, right? And I think when someone wants
to communicate. So when you're saying app, are you sort of talking desktop, mobile?
I'm talking everything. I'm saying that one app will talk to all of those devices that you bring to work. So you'll have something on your desktop, you'll have something on your mobile phone, you'll have something on your iPad, and that app will sit in the cloud.
And that'll integrate with WhatsApp, for example.
Absolutely.
So am I opening that app and sending a WhatsApp or...
No. So WhatsApp, I think we've got to almost park on the side.
Okay.
I
mean,
they're
okay.
Not really letting us into their security layers. But
okay.
In terms of email, in terms of instant messaging, you know, we're not at the point where omnichannel is working holistically.
Yes.
But we are at the point where you can open up an app and you can instant message. You can understand where your colleagues are, whether they're available, whether they're not available. You can collaborate. You can go on to... you can have video webinars.
Okay.
You can do all that type of stuff, regardless of where you are in the world. And
yes.
I think, you know, we talk about mobility, and that's I would say mobility is where we are as South Africa today. People now are looking at their cell phones as the center of their world, and they're saying, how can I make my cell phone the same as my desk phone?
Yes.
And can this act in a similar vein? And the answer is yes. When you come to me and say, well, can all my apps and all my social media fit into one?
Mm.
It will be able to, but today
we're heading in that direction.
Yep. Yep.
So how does this start to extend out to the consumer? Because that is a challenge, because trying to understand where your customers are and what they use. You know, one of the feature of younger people is that they seem to be more inclined to text or tweet, or rather, they don't really want to pick up a phone and work through. So, Absolutely. So when you're talking about unified, is it starting to extend out to the customer?
I think so, and I think the communication that you actually are having with the customer is a lot less face-to-face.
Yes.
It's much more online. Simple things like when someone does hit your website, they don't really want to talk to you. So many businesses now have the ability to chat to a consultant.
So there's a pop-up instant
chat.
Okay.
And I think the reason why that's being used is because human beings today are becoming less, as much as social media makes us more social, we're actually becoming less social.
Yeah. And for those who missed it, Kyle used air quotes when he said social. Okay.
Yeah. And I think ultimately that's what's pushing technology and the way businesses communicate to their consumers or to their customers in that direction.
Okay. And, are you seeing... what is the result of this? Why do we care? We've spoken about the state of South African businesses, and listen, to a large extent, while we think the rest of the world might be far more advanced, and perhaps they are a little, I think this is a global problem of people slowly catching up to things. But what does it mean to them? What is the benefit of all of this? Why should we care? Okay, so there's a little bit of chaos, and we have a few issues communicating. So what?
Mm. But I do think we can become very efficient around the way we communicate. So I think why everything's been pushed in that direction is purely because people are no longer office bound.
Yes.
So when you look at a workforce potentially in the 80s and the 90s, before the advent of the internet and technology and then unified communications, everyone was desk bound. You would, if you needed something done, you would sit, you would set aside an hour, you would have a meeting, and things would progress from there. But now you've got a whole sales force that's out on the road. You've got an installation team in our world that's out on the road. And potentially what you're trying to do is you're trying to actually make every hour count in the day.
Okay, so essentially without embracing technology, embracing the concept of things like unified communication, you're effectively slowing your business down to the point where it can't live in a world that is instant.
Couldn't agree more. Like that's exactly the point. And I think, We speak about all the time we spend in traffic jams, all the time we spend trying to get to the office, and the amount of time that people take to commute, from wherever they live into the office, all of that dead time can now be used. As long as you've got connectivity, which is getting better and better every day, specifically in South Africa. I've just come back from Nairobi, and they're actually... I'm not sure how true this is, but they say that they're more fibered up in terms of the consumer accessing fiber than we are in South Africa.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. But you see their town planning, and they're still in
another story. Yeah.
They're still in the 20s.
Yeah.
But as long as you've got access to bandwidth and you've got access to LTE or ADSL or fiber, your ability to do all these things on the move is so much better. And then you've got things like Uber that's just facilitating it even more. So you have to move in that direction.
So, Kyle, here's your problem, as I see it,
is
I think you have employees and I think you have consumers, customers, who love what you have to say. How do you sell this to a corporate environment, the corporate hierarchy that are swirling and terrified of this new world we find ourselves in? That's a tough sell. If you could get your customers to pay for the stuff, I think you'd be booming. But how are you dealing with that?
You're 100% right. I think we've been very good in the SME space, and I think the SME space is much easier to sell new technology into because it's smaller, it's more dynamic, they're willing to take a risk. And that's
willing
great.
To move and willing to be quick.
Absolutely. So we've kind of hurt ourselves doing that and learning, you know, what it is to deploy these solutions. And then it's really about going into the big enterprises and almost saying, you know, you can use this thing for 3 months. We won't charge you a thing.
Yeah.
And isolate a section of their business that uses it. And once they experience the value, well, then I don't have to sell it.
Yes.
But the key is just trying to get in there. So if you can do it and there's almost no contract risk, nothing like that, then I think the guys are a lot more open to it.
All right. So I guess in summary, I mean, the reality of life in the 21st century is that, you know, it's characterized by transformation. Everything we do is, as individuals, everything about being a customer, everything about being an employee is being transformed.
Yeah.
And we're in this weird period where I think the agenda in large part is being driven by employees and ultimately by customers.
Mm.
So you've got to understand this, whether you're happy about it, not happy about it, whether it's good for the world or not, the reality is it's here.
It's happening,
it's evolving, and it is not going to retard. It's not going to go backwards. It's only going to go forward. And from a change and speed point of view, it's only going to get worse. So understand that and recognize it as an opportunity to start reinventing your business.
Absolutely.
With a focus on your customer, a focus on your employee, and figure out how to bring all these ways of communicating in. Because the more people can communicate with you, the better that is for your business.
Yep.
I mean, people being able to access you is...
Everything.
Like a holy grail. You can reach us wherever
in the
you
way
need
they
to.
Want to access you as well.
Absolutely. And I think that is the point. Is your customer would rather find somebody else who will talk to them on their terms than fight through a jungle to talk to you.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Okay, good.
Got it on the button.
Excellent. So this has been Digital Influence, talking to Kyle Wolf, who's the CEO of SICOM. Thanks for taking the time, and I wish you success. I mean, it's an important thing, and I hope it goes well.
Thank you very much.
Just listened to Digital Influence with Ryan Hoyt.
This is CliffCentral.com.